Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Protests over the war in Gaza at Columbia University have resumed as students return to campus.
Outside the gates of the college in Upper Manhattan, dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters demonstrated, while a long line of students and staff made their way through a security checkpoint. Some protesters outside the gates of nearby Barnard College, the university's sister school, were detained by police. The university's new leadership has embarked on listening sessions aimed at cooling tensions, released a report on campus anti-Semitism, and circulated new protest guidelines meant to limit disruption. But student organizers are undeterred. Julie Walker, New York.
Ukraine's President Zelensky says 50 people have been killed in a Russian missile attack on the Ukrainian city of Poltava.
President Zelensky said two ballistic missiles fired by Russia hit an educational facility and a nearby hospital, as well as a communications institute, which was partially destroyed. He said some people remained trapped under the rubble. Photos and videos from the scene show huge holes in the side of several buildings, with bodies clearly visible on the ground. In Russia, pro-Kremlin military bloggers posting on social media said that Iskander ballistic missiles were used in the strike, which they say targeted Ukrainian military communications.
The BBC's Will Vernon. The U.S. government has seized a plane used by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, citing violations of sanctions and export control laws. U.S. officials allege the aircraft was illegally purchased through a shell company and smuggled out of the United States. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 626 points. The Nasdaq dropped 577. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in federal court.
The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has dismissed a suit filed by current and former students who don't like the fact that Christians are allowed to use federal aid to pay for tuition at religious schools. The plaintiffs want colleges and universities that refuse to embrace the LGBT agenda to be barred from getting federal dollars. But the court said no. In fact, federal law explicitly protects the right of religious schools to live out their convictions without penalty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump lamented the growing acceptance of transgenderism by some Americans in a weekend speech at the annual gathering of Moms for Liberty. The parents' rights organization has spearheaded a national effort to bar teachers from introducing transgenderism to students in the public schools. In his speech, Mr. Trump said males should not be allowed to play against females in sports, and he also decried sex change operations on children. This is SRN News. Volkswagen says it's not getting the cost reductions that it needs.
Because of this, the carmaker won't rule on plant closings in its home country, Germany. CEO Oliver Blume is also saying the company needs to end its job protection promise in effect since 1994, which bars layoffs through 2029. Germany's industrial union and VW's top employee representative have sharply criticized the possibility.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. In a related story, former Volkswagen Group CEO Martin Winterkorn has gone on trial on charges of fraud and market manipulation. This comes nine years after U.S. environmental authorities discovered Volkswagen's use of rigged software that caused vehicles to cheat on emissions tests. Courts have allowed the trial delay due to his health troubles. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.